The Arkansas Department of Health reports ticks are responsible for more human disease in the state than any other insect. The ADH reports over 1,300 medically confirmed tick-borne illnesses, along with 4 cases of Lyme disease, were recorded last year. A recently passed measure in Congress, the Kay Hagan Tick Act, is designed to create a national strategy to combat tick diseases. Jennifer Platt, a Northwest Arkansas native and a co-founder of the national organization Tick-Borne Conditions United, says that act, along with $150 million for research to develop treatments, is encouraging.
However, I will say that $150 million is just a start. That's over several years that has been approved. There's so much that we need to do in the arena of learning about the diseases that are being transmitted, and especially in states like Arkansas. So many people are dealing on a daily basis, year-round, with the rickettsials, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, ehrlichiosis, and alpha-gal syndrome, in addition to Lyme. But those three I just named first are causing a huge amount of problems in the southern United States, and that's where we really need help, such as the Tick Act and beyond.
Platt and Beth Verrison, fellow co-founder of Tick-Borne Conditions United, both provide insight into the Federal Tick-Borne Disease Working Group. That group was formed at the request of Congress under the 21st Century Cures Act. Passed in 2016, that act authorizes $6.3 billion in funding to accelerate the discovery, development, and educational outreach for medical professionals and the public. Platt says the new Tick Act, signed into law by President Trump in late December, came together relatively quickly.
Well, we were ecstatic. We participated significantly from the beginning of this work to get the Tick Act passed, which only started in October. It was very exciting to get so much done in such a short amount of time.
The Kay Hagan Tick Act is named for the former United States Senator from North Carolina who died from complications of a tick-borne disease last October.